Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
We are live.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. What a day today is going to be. We have a fetish model on, Sammy the Sausage Man.
I know.
My name is Richie. We have a guest in the studio. Beautiful Dawn. What a body you have on you, honey.
Jesus. I know. She's so hot to trot.
We also have Sierra Lynch on. She's our fetish model guest.
Yes. Fetish model.
Renegade Nation, we know you love the fetish models. The one we had Lindsay on the last time we got slammed on the hits. I'm surprised the bandwidth even took it.
I know, right?
No pun intended. So, hi, Sierra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing great. So, we're live on Facebook, Renegade Nation. Don't forget Adam and Eve, 50% off the one item. So, if you want a prostate enhancer like I have, 50% off, and then you get 3 free DVDs.
Yes.
You also get free shipping, and you also get a free gift from us that might be... may have been used by Sammy the Sausage Man.
I have to test the products.
You had to test the products. And if you want to do that, and I got half of America fucking right now with their toys, go to the checkout and you put in the offer code BABE
69. Why did you say I? Aren't we a team?
Oh, I? Oh, I yeah. Did I say I?
There's no I in team.
John, did I say I?
You did say I.
You're not even listening? You don't know?
Well, okay. When we play it back, you'll see it.
Okay.
You owe me an apology.
Then I'll change it. Okay. So anyway, Sierra, have you been to Adam and Eve? Do you like their products?
I haven't been to Adam and Eve. I probably shouldn't say where I go if might be.
Yeah, you can't say where you go. That's our sponsor. We have to be careful. Oh, don't forget, Renegade Match. Renegade Nation, if you want to find your special next love, divorce, bankrupt, renegade lover, go to renegadematch.com.
Or future psycho.
Or future psycho. Future drama queen.
Or king. Or whatever. If you're gay.
Your next alcoholic husband or girlfriend or boyfriend.
Hey.
Anyway, so go over there. And Renegade Nation, don't forget, coming up next Wednesday, we're going to be in Vegas doing, and we are in Vegas, we're going to be going to a...
don't say it.
I want to say it, and
you
I can't.
Don't
press
say
release
it.
Hasn't come out yet. I can't believe I can't
calm
say
down.
It.
Take your Prozac.
I need my Xanax.
You need to take
Do you have
something.
Any Xanax on you?
I should.
Okay, you should.
Yeah, you're going to need to.
I need lots of it.
He likes it as a suppository.
Okay, so we have Sierra Lynch. She's one of the models for iwantclips.com. And she's been on HBO Sex on Vice. She's been on Vice. Joe Rogan podcast. Hi, Joe. How you doing? And she's a legendary in the niche world of online femdom. Did I say that right, Sierra?
Femdom.
Femdom. For the past several years, she's been a top content producer and a fetish model, Renegade Nation, running her own business, exploring the bizarre kinks of men around the world. And we're going to get into all these kinks again.
Wow.
Can't wait to hear that. And running, doing her homemade videos, cam shows, phone lines, and selling worn clothing. So, Sierra, worn clothing would be worn panties?
Yeah, I've sold anything you can imagine. Worn panties, worn socks, pantyhose, shoes, tampons, piss, shit.
Whoa.
Did you say tampons? Tampons, too? A worn tampon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's a used tampon. And how do you sell that? On eBay or do you sell that on the website?
Oh, fuck no. I would be kicked off eBay in a heartbeat. No, I sell it off a website called eBand. So it's an auction site just like eBay, but it specializes in items.
Okay, let me ask you, what was the highest price for a used tampon?
I don't sell them very often, maybe a small handful of times, but, you know, like $100.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
She's not kidding. Okay, what is the best seller? Is it the dirty panties or is it the bras? Or the thongs? What is the biggest seller?
Panties are the most popular.
Panties? Or are they granny panties or thongs? Or what kind of panties are we talking about here?
All kinds. Guys like all sorts of things.
I like thongs.
Yeah.
I like granny panties too.
Well, that's because you're still old.
No, I am not old. Don't ever say that. I like granny panties. It turns me on. You know, when they're really fat.
You like to wear them?
Yeah, I do. I actually put the panties on and walk around and look at myself.
Nice. He was abandoned on an island one time and he had to use it as a sail.
Yeah, so I do wear, I got 4 pair of granny panties. Can you send me a pair?
Do you have $300?
For granny panties?
How much?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought just because you're a guest on the show, you'd give me a pair of free granny panties.
Well, I'm doing this for free. Don't you guys owe me something?
No, I don't owe you anything. Anyway, so also, she also does, Sierra does erotic humiliation and jerk off instruction. Now, I want to get into jerk off instruction because I've been having problems with that lately. And
yeah.
So you could actually help me jerk off better. than deal with females in the bedroom?
Yeah, if that's what you're looking for.
What could you teach me? What would be you know, make me even more excited?
I'm not gonna teach you anything. I'm sure you know very well how to jerk off, but you know, I can tell you how to do it.
How do you
speed? You know, tease you as I do it, make you eat your cum afterwards.
Oh, how does he do that? Does he lick it off his stomach? Is he a contortionist?
I don't know. I like to have guys jerk off on the toilet seat and lick it off.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, then the guy licks it off the toilet seat.
Yeah. Because if you were doing that with me, my projectile doesn't work that well. It's kind of
You would have to stand back about 10 feet.
No, it doesn't work at all. It just shoots up into my belly button. I can't reach it.
So you're telling me one of the kinks is that these guys like to beat off, and then when they come on the toilet seat, and that's their turn on, their kink, and then they lick it off?
I think for a lot of guys, their turn on is just to do what I tell them to. And if it's really humiliating, that's all the better.
So you, what?
No, she forces them to do the things that they basically don't want to do.
What is wrong? No offense, but what is wrong with these guys?
Can you tell us a story about a really wacko dude that really wanted something weird? Like, we had one on a couple of weeks ago where she was throwing Boston cream pies at the dude as he was beating off. I would like to know, and I think Renegade Nation would like to know,
the creepiest,
the creepiest, weirdest, kinkiest mofo ever.
Okay, so I used to cam with a guy. Actually, I still do. He comes up every once in a while. Just layers of fetishes, just multiple fetishes. And just to start out, he is into a fetish called giantess. So that means he gets off on the idea of a giant woman, like not a fat woman, but like a giant. Like
so a giant would be like a 6'4" woman with muscles and big tits?
No. Like a mile high,
like a giant,
like a fantasy, a giant. And so his fantasy is he's this tiny man, and there's this giant woman that will come and crush him with her feet, or you know, swallow him whole or something like that. So that's just the beginning. So when I cam with him, you know, I put the camera on the ground pointing up so that, you know, I appear like really tall and giant. But that's just the beginning. So he also has a incest fetish. Now, most people who have incest fetishes, they get off on the idea of like a mother or a sister or something like that. They don't really get off on their actual mother or their actual sister. This guy does. He wanted me to pretend to be his actual mom. And the way that I did that was by saying her name. So I would talk in the third person, where I can't remember what her name is, like, you know, Shirley Smith or whatever. And in his fantasy, his mom, Shirley Smith, would punish him by shrinking him down. So I'd come in on webcam and be like, you know, Shirley Smith is very mad at you, and I'm going to shrink you down, and I'm going to crush you with my bare feet, that sort of thing. And then he also fantasized about his dad. So he always asked me if there's a guy, I never cam with guys, but he always asked me if there's a guy who could pretend to be his dad, who could also use his dad's actual name when he talks. And then beyond that, he also had a fetish for the backs of knees.
Oh, that's one of mine.
Yeah, so me, like, as his mother, his giant mother, would pick him up and punish him by making him worship the backs of my knees.
Okay, so he's worshiping the back of your knees, and that's the kink. I don't understand where he gets off on that.
I just described you as this kinky. That's all the things that turn him on.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm looking at your pictures. I definitely would not be doing that. I mean, I'm looking at. I like your foot pose here, where you have your foot propped up.
Yeah.
A lot of people in
the foot fetish is pretty popular.
Yeah, apparently it is. Yeah, you have a sock on the top of your toes there. You look really sexy.
Uh-huh.
But your feet seem to be dirty. Do people like dirty feet?
Yeah, some guys do.
And they lick it all off?
If it exists, there's a fetish for it.
That fetish. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What? No. I was done.
Okay. So these fetishes, so you charge quite a bit of money on webcams to do this, not even in person? See, I would rather have it done in person myself.
Yeah, I don't do in-person sessions.
You don't? Why is that?
I don't want to.
Oh, is it a scary thing? I don't know.
I just don't want to. I just like working on my computer.
Yeah, that sounds really wacko. So do you have a lot of customers?
Yeah, I have quite a bit. I mean, I make a really good living. I make six figures. I own two houses. I paid for college. I travel the world, you know, 3 months out of the year. So it's pretty good gig.
Wow, sounds pretty good. Homemade movies too, you do that?
Yeah, that's where I make most of my money is.
Okay, so POV. Explain to Renegade Nation what a homemade movie is. What is that? What do you do?
So I set up a tripod and my camera and I just film myself. And so basically they're all POV style. So I'm talking directly to the camera and it's just me. I tease and I talk shit. There's a lot of like verbal humiliation. And, you know, each video kind of touches on one or two fetishes and about 10 to 15 minutes long. And yeah, I filmed probably about 1,500 of them.
1,500 of them? Wow. Yeah. And what do you charge for that?
Some guys will have custom requests. And so I charge, you know, like between $250 and $500 for a custom request. And then I resell them on my website for about like $10 a minute. So between $10 and $15.
So let me ask you a question. Do you ever get requests to like do shit videos?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you do those?
I do videos where I talk about shit, you know, where it's like the video is kind of focused on my ass and I talk about how I'm going to shit on them and that sort of thing. But I don't do scat videos.
Did you ever shit on somebody's chest and leave them tied up in a motel room?
I can't say that I have.
You should do that one of these days. You'll find a kinkster who likes that and then shit on them, tie him up and then shit on his chest and then leave him in the motel room and see what happens.
Yeah. What got you into doing this business anyway?
So when I was like 17 years old, I was talking to a guy online. He just found me on social media. It wasn't even like a kinky website or anything. But he was a big pervert and he was really into, he had a fetish for pantyhose and he also had a fetish for, getting peed on. And so I was just really kind of intrigued by him, you know? And you know, it's 'cause I was just talking to him online. It didn't really, you know, if this was a guy I was talking to on the bus, you know, obviously I would avoid him, but you know, online it was safe. So, you know, we would talk ever so often and he'd always try to get me to meet him, but I wasn't really interested in meeting him. And so one day he said, you know, I know you're never going to meet me, but I really think that your piss should be bottled and sold. So I was like, all right, do it. You know, and I didn't really think he was serious. I thought he was just kind of,
my next question is, are you a squirter?
No, I'm not.
You're not a squirter? I like squirters.
That's cool.
We wouldn't get along.
I sent him a bottle on my piss and like 2 weeks
later. Well, how about if we do this? How about if we exchange bottles of piss? I'll piss in my bottle and I'll send it to you and you can send me your piss and then we can look at it and you can look at my piss and analyze it. Yes. Yeah.
Then you guys can like piss on each other.
Yeah, we can piss on each other.
On yourself.
Yeah, how about if we come up with an invention that we can piss on each other on web?
Do it on Skype.
On Skype.
On Skype. We're going to call it Skype.
Anyway, so Sierra, hey, thank you for being on. We really appreciate it. Hey, Renegade Nation, the link is iwantclips.com. /store and then 10026 /Sierra Lynch. We'll put the link up on the site. And yes, what?
We're going to do another segment, right?
We're going to do another segment. So Sierra, thank you so much for being on. Really appreciate it. We'll get it out all over the place. And do you have any parting words before we depart?
No. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot. Thank See you, Sierra. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE69 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE69 at adamandeve.com.
We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie, along with Sammy the Sausage Man.
Hey!
And we have Dawn in studio. Hi, Dawn.
Hello.
Hi, sexy.
Hello.
You should see this piece of ass.
Yeah, put that mic up to your mouth. There you go.
There we go. So Dawn's going to be joining us today. Hopefully, she'll be joining us more.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I got that little wink, Renegade Nation. I got really excited. Hey, don't worry. Renegade Nation, Adam and Eve. Go to Adam and Eve. Go to
AdamandEve.com. Stupid.
I keep on doing that.
Okay.
Let me do this.
You go to AdamandEve.com. You get one item at 50% off. So if you want a blow-up doll, that's $300. It'll be $150. Then to use that blow-up doll, they also give you 3 free DVDs with that blow-up doll. How amazing is that?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
And is then that amazing,
Dawn? And then
that
you get amazing. One free item from us, used by Richie. He has to test out the products. And then, check this out. You ready for this, guys?
I'm ready.
It's free shipping and handling. Let's say that again. It's
free shipping and handling.
So there you go. And the code to do this is BABE.
69.
Ooh, say that again.
69.
Oh, my God.
You like when I do it real deep?
Yeah, do it real
69.
Deep.
69.
BABE.
BABE 69.
Oh, I like when females say it better.
Yeah, Dawn, yes. Dawn. Do it again, Dawn.
Dawn.
BABE 69.
Oh, God, I just want to spank her right in the ass right now.
And she has a nice ass, too.
Ooh!
Smack that hiney, Dawn. So Dawn's going to be joining us, and Dawn is a beautiful woman.
Hi, Chris.
You got Chris on Facebook.
Chris Housley. He's my buddy.
So we have Dawn. She's a beautiful woman. She's going to be joining us. She's a wise ass. She's dirty. I like dirty women, as you well know, Renegade Nation. She's filthy. Ooh. Say something filthy to me.
Dirty, filthy, nasty.
Those are words.
Is that the way you like it?
Tongue.
She's thinking about my tongue, Renegade Nation.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do my tongue exercises. Watch.
I know. You just stuck it out.
I just stuck it out. See, you got excited about that. I know.
I am excited.
If that tongue was down between your legs, you'd really be excited.
Oh.
You'd be going crazy.
Yeah, we'll be having you screaming out, hallelujah.
Now, the only reason I'm going to ask you about is to steal your panties from your bedroom.
Ooh. Only if you wear them on your head.
No, I'm going to wear them on my head and take them out with my my vagina spray.
And nice. You know what he's going to say?
Dawn. We just had sex. So I'll be over at Dawn's later to get her panties so I can put them on eBay.
There you go.
Make some money. So Renegade Nation, we're talking about all the nonsense that's going on in the world of politics.
Oh,
and it's
boy.
Just getting crazier and crazier.
Yep.
And Sammy needs to say some things to get it off his chest.
What do you mean, get it off my chest?
Yeah, well, that's what I just said, your chest.
I have a big chest.
I know. You have to get it off your big chest.
I got to get off my big chest.
Yeah, go ahead. Get it off your big chest.
No, I'm just, you know how they were talking about Trump causing riots at his rallies? Well, here it is right here. Hillary had one too when a protester had a rape poster of Bill Clinton, you know, in the crowd, and he got jumped. Plain and simple.
They're just all stupid people. That's all I can say.
Now, who are they going to blame for that one?
Are they going to blame Trump? They're going
to
blame Trump. Of course, that's what they're going to do.
They're going to blame Trump, aren't they?
Because Trump started all the fighting in his rallies, and now they're going to blame him for doing what Clinton's done.
Oh,
huh?
God.
Do I got it?
Yes, you got it.
Dawn, do you have anything to say about this? These people beating each other up?
They're all sheep. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Sheeples?
They're sheep.
They're sheep.
They're sheep. Oh, one person's doing it, so I'm going to do it.
Well, yeah. You're right. It's insane because here's the deal. You know what? It doesn't matter who the candidate is up there. It's not the candidate's fault that it's happening. So they need to stop blaming Trump this is happening.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
It happened at Hillary's rally.
And by the way, look at the amount of people there.
How many?
Two.
Ten?
Two.
I was going to say two, and then I said ten.
Yeah. I mean, there's a good little group, but if that was Trump, you would not be this close to the stage if you were looking at it.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's small groups.
And we are going to do that damn poll tomorrow on Friday night.
Renegade Nation, we're going to the Strip tomorrow night to interview people on the Strip, and we're going to ask the simple question. Who are you going to vote for, Trump or Clinton? That's it. Yes or no? We're going to take all diversities, Mexicans, you know what, black, African-American, white, Japanese, whatever the hell you are. We're just going to come up to you and ask you, who are you going to vote for? And that's it. No, none of this gender stuff, no religious stuff, none of those demographics. We're just going to ask you plain and simple, who are you going to vote for?
Well, and you know, it's not just that. I keep seeing in the polls that Hillary's leading, and then I see something else in another poll is showing Trump is leading.
Every day it's different. That's why I don't believe in the polls.
And let's go back to his racist comments. They always talk about that she this crazy fucking bitch talks about. Let's go back to that, where Clinton campaign, her campaign mocks Catholics, Southerners, and the needy Latinos in emails.
That was in the emails.
She stood in the emails.
Yeah. That's why WikiLeaks was coming out with all this information, and right. That's when they blew up the Donald Trump thing that happened in 1995 to cover that up. And now it's coming out because people are sick and tired of the cock and pussy thing, and they want to really know what's going on and what she's really thinking about in private. Right, Dawn?
Absolutely.
I mean, she can get up there and say, I'm going to take care of your children. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm the greatest thing since sliced fucking rye bread. Bottom line is, you don't know anything about this woman. You only see the front end. You do not see the back end. It's been going on for years with these fucking banksters, Renegade Nation, as you well know. I've been talking about it for years. The media is owned by them. Six corporations own the media, and they keep on pushing this bullshit out all over the place and confusing you even more. More and more. And when are you going to get it through your fucking head to start looking at WikiLeaks, because they hacked all this information.
And they got the actual emails.
So what else do you need to know? So I hope Donald brings this up on October 19th at the debate and puts her where she belongs.
And also, you know what? We need to focus on the Republicans right now that have not been backing Trump. These guys are fucking cowards. Look at Pence. You know what? I hope your ass does stand down, you fucking monkey, because I'll tell you right now, you're an idiot. And you think that you're going to do good by, I'm going to step down because I don't believe in what he believes. You know what? Go fuck yourself, because I'll tell you right now, you have no business being in politics. And I hope to God that the American people, when they see what you guys have been doing, that you all just go to hell, because we are not going to allow you guys to keep continuing to run this country if you can't stand behind your GOP.
The one thing I have to say about that is, when did we start following the politicians and what they believe in? I thought we're supposed to be a nation of we the people.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Shouldn't they be polling us and find out what we want?
They don't care about you.
Exactly.
They don't give a flying fuck about you.
That's the problem.
Well, you know, that's just it, Richie and Don. The thing is, it's gotten to the point where back, if you look in the 50s and then the 40s and, you know, back in that era, the government worked for the people. I mean, they listened to what people are saying. They worked for the people. Now, when you look at it, it's we work for them. They use our Social Security numbers. The moment you're freaking born, They start borrowing on your fucking name.
Yep.
Listen to Renegade Nation. Listen to Everly Isbey about that. She really.
Did she say something about it?
Oh yeah, she really gets into that. You're not a citizen of the United States.
No, you're
a citizen of the corporatocracy that is controlled by the banksters, the European banksters, the Eurasia banksters, and all the banksters are controlling this. And they're hoping, Renegade Nation, they're hoping very, very. They have so much hope, and they're pushing forward to get her in to keep this party going. They don't want the party to end. That's why they're dumping on Trump, and that's why they went back to 1995. And they're trying. Right. There's another story that just came up, a barrage of accusations that Donald Trump groped or inappropriately kissed women, have rocked the race for the White House again, with the Republican nominee angrily denying the reports and his campaign branding them as character assassination. Well, I said that 3 weeks ago. They're doing this character assassination, and they've been doing it over and over because they know they got a big problem on their hands, that the American people are finally fed up with all the bullshit, especially with that mainstream ostrich stupid fucking drive-by media.
Right.
And I went on a rampage about it yesterday about the media. And if you listen to that show, you will understand why you don't get the information that you're supposed to get. And where's the Federal Communications Commission? Where is the FCC, Renegade Nation? How come they don't get them in line? They don't get them in line because it's six corporations that own the media that press this bullshit out. And you sit there and listen to it. And then you're warped and brainwashed and whatever you want to call it. It goes on and on and on. You need to wake up, and you need to look at the future of your children and your grandchildren, and this is where we are right now.
And we keep telling you guys how dangerous of a situation we're actually in, but nobody's really listening. We are in such a dangerous situation because, you know what? Honestly, Hillary is a sociopath, people. She's a freaking sociopath. She literally treated those women that were hurt by her husband like trash. They paid him off. Bill Clinton allegedly rapes a 12-year-old girl. What does that tell you? If you or I did this, we'd be in prison. We would be in prison.
You know what I thought was funny? The look on Clinton's face. Did you see his eyes shift over?
Funny.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, you missed that, Dawn?
Yeah.
Dawn, he's looking straight, and all of a sudden the eyes went like this, looking over at the four girls. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He was scared to death. He looks like he has AIDS, too.
Well, no, it's because he's married to Hillary, man.
I'd be banging something else too if I was married to that.
No, I mean, I'm just saying she sucked him dry. I mean, he's like a fucking raisin right now.
Maybe he's banging a robot sex doll.
that he got from Adam and Eve.
He got from Adam and Eve.
I will take care of you.
Thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome.
I will
Dawn's
take
my
care
new
of
girl.
You. This will hurt for 1 second.
So claims by at least five women in accounts reported by the New York Times. Oh, God. NBC, People Magazine. These are
media.
This is the media that's controlled by them. New York Times, NBC, mm-hmm. People Magazine, and other outlets came to light after Trump said in a Sunday presidential debate with Hillary that he had never sexually assaulted women.
Oh,
his denial.
I'm convinced.
As he tried to set his campaign back on track after a video recording from 2005 surfaced last Friday. Now, again, that was a hot mic. And when you have a hot mic, Renegade Nation,
yes.
You need to know, you have to be informed
yep.
that it is a hot mic. And if you decide that you don't want that broadcasted or ever to be in the public, they have to take it out or never
yep.
play it. And if they do play it, then they have to pay the consequences
and,
of that.
And didn't they say that they fired the head of the...
They fired Billy Bush. Because Billy Bush was saying, yeah, I like to fuck her too. Or something like that.
So they
yeah,
fired
nice
him.
She has a nice pussy or something. Yeah. So they got rid of him to make it look good.
Yeah.
Okay. And now they're going after Trump and going back to 1995. Now, Guaranteed Renegade Nation, there's something else. Like, this has just come up. More accusations about him groping women. They're going to do everything. Notice they're not saying anything about his business. They're not saying anything about taxes. Now it's all about sex, Dawn.
And they're not saying anything about what he's going to do for the future.
They don't want that out. The only thing they can get go after him is on the sex thing, to make people think that he's a piece of shit and to vote for her because she's so clean. Well, she's not clean at all, Renegade Nation, and she has never been clean. It goes all the way back to Watergate, and most people out there, the millennials and a lot of people in their 30s
right.
and 40s, do not understand what this woman has done in
no.
the past. And we can go on and on and on about it, but you need to wake up and you need to understand that the future
yep.
is at stake for this country.
And they weren't around when I was only born, but they weren't around when she was kicked out of Watergate. The Watergate scandal.
1973. She was unethical. That's what the
mm-hmm.
Lead prosecutor said.
That's how old she... People, she's been doing this for 30 years. There's
ever,
nothing...
Dawn, did you ever notice when you watch the debates that she has these canned speeches? Did you ever notice that she
yes.
just flies out? There's no interruptions.
Right.
Like she doesn't stutter or she doesn't go, she doesn't make any of that.
She doesn't cough.
She doesn't cough. I mean, she's real straight on and it's all canned. Do you ever
yeah.
notice that?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? As a woman, how do you feel about this?
She's a good speaker. She knows exactly how
to... So she's a good orator.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
You took that the dirty way. I know you. I know Dawn. Okay, so Renegade Nation, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about this debate and whatever else is in the news. Right, Sammy?
Yes, that's what I'm looking at
so
right now.
So we got Richie, Sammy.
Hey!
Dawn.
And Dawnie. And we'll be
Dawnie?
Right, and, yeah, Dawnie.
We're going to try and get a picture of her underwear right now.
Yeah, I'm going to get a picture of her
nice.
Underwear and put it on Renegade. And Renegade Nation, you'll be able to... we'll put an auction up and see how much
yeah.
money we can get.
We'll take a picture of her panties.
And we're not going to give her any.
We'll auction them off for you guys, okay?
In fact, you want to go out on a date tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
All right.
Get ready for Taco Bell.
Can I be the designated
Sweet.
Driver? Taco Bell.
We'll be right back, Renegade Nation.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes, 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 yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie.
And my name is Sammy the Sausage Man.
And we have Dawn here, a beautiful co-host that hopefully will be coming on. Are you going to be coming on to me?
If you love me.
I love you long time.
Yeah.
I want you to go going. Anyway, so we're going to be talking more about politics, I think. Is that where we're headed there, Sammy?
Well, I don't know if this is politics, but it's definitely fucking crazy if you
but
ask
you didn't
me.
Tell me what was so fucking crazy.
I wasn't
going to
tell
it.
You that.
Oh,
because you didn't let me give you a chance.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
No, you're not, because you're still talking.
I'm sorry.
Then shut up and let me do this.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, we're going to go back to politics, but I found something that was really crazy. You can keep the music on, by the way. But anyway, there is this new procedure they're going to start doing. They're trying to get this money to do this, and it's putting a drone in people's bodies.
What?
That means I can fly.
They put it into like your bloodstream, and they're saying they can use this to administer medication to the affected area. Now, there's one of two things that can happen. Now, what if this thing freaking malfunctions?
How do you get the medicine in the drone?
That's it doesn't say it yet. It just says that they're coming up with this. His name is Dr. Chow. Yeah, Dr. Chow. And he says that the drones are about 1 millimeter and the width of a hair.
Pubic hair?
Well, you haven't had pubic hair for how many years?
I've been shaving since I've been 15.
Your balls?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of is disturbing.
So how are they going to get the medicine into you?
They'd have to do it intravenously because they said into the body fluid. So
that doesn't make any sense.
I know
have a drone in your body?
They put a little drone into your bloodstream. And it's supposed to go attack a cancer.
Where are they going to inject the medicine? What part of the body? The pubics or the balls?
No, they put it into your bloodstream.
In bloodstream?
So they take a shot and they put it in your arm.
Where did you find this story at?
I found it on Drudge.
You found it on Drudge?
Yes, sir.
Dawn, what do you think about that?
What do you need the drone for if they're going to inject the medicine into your bloodstream?
Allegedly! It's supposed to get into the bloodstream. And like, let's say you have cancer. So I guess that they would probably use it to maybe with the radiation and just do target killing of that cell. But here's the thing. People, it's not about these fucking drugs. It's not about these damn drones. It's about our diets. Our diets and making sure that you don't eat all this Monsanto crap. You see this? Monsanto crap. The GMO-free foods that Richie loves to eat so much.
I love GMOs and MSG combined.
That's because you're suicidal.
It tastes so good.
No, you're suicidal.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does, Dawn. No, I'll give you some later. No. I snort it. That's what I get.
Yeah, through his butt because he does it through that. But again, like I said, it's just they're spending all this money, millions of dollars they're asking for to do this stupid testing.
Yeah, go work out. Eat right.
Yeah. I'm telling people to work out, and I don't do it.
Hey, look how fat you are. You don't do anything.
I'm not that fat. You needed a sandwich.
You're fat.
Shut up.
Do I
look fat to you?
You look fine.
See?
She's a kiss ass.
No, she's not.
She'll say anything right.
No, she's not. She loves me.
Yeah, she doesn't love you.
She loves me more than she loves you.
She'll love me more later.
Oh, yeah.
I love you a long time.
Oh, wait till I give her a hug. I'm giving her a little Christmas pat. Getting the Christmas goose early. No, that's just crazy.
In the news, woman fears the thief snorted mother's ashes.
What? Didn't one of the Aerosmith guys used to do that?
Yeah, I think one of them did.
He said he used to eat his dad every morning, like snort a little bit of his dad every day. And he had that little
vial. That's a crackhead.
Yeah.
That's a crackhead. Yeah. Thank you, Dawn.
Yeah. But he had the little thing wrapped around his neck, and he would snort a little bit of his dad every day. That's crazy.
Hey, man, let's go break into that house, dude, and snort the dead woman's ashes, yeah. Man.
You know, your dad smells kind of good.
Maybe he smells pretty good.
Maybe Sierra Lynch was there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good idea. We could do that. We could go into business getting people's, the ashes.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
Yeah, we could sell them.
You want to sell their ashes?
Yeah, we sell the ashes.
What are they going to do, jack off on the ashes?
To the snorters. There's a lot of them out there.
You know how I took the Catholic wafers and I made crackheads buy it. Back in the day when I was younger.
Yeah, that was your bio.
Yeah, it's in my bio.
Yeah,
I got
Catholic
excommunicated.
You got excommunicated.
And I even asked the priest, he would never bring me my alligator parts that I love to eat so much. That's why I was retaliating.
And Renegade Nation, the bio will be up hopefully today or tomorrow. You can read about Sammy's bio.
I was so upset that they wouldn't give me an alligator butt.
Weren't you raised in the Gatorland in Florida?
Yes. Florida. And then I was adopted by this really cool family up in the Appalachian Mountains.
Hillbillies?
Oh, yeah. They're hillbillies.
Wow. Yeah. What a past you've had.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Renegade Nation, that'll be on the bio page. You'll be able to read about his background and his past. Really wacko.
Well, hey, you know what?
Yeah, what?
You thought I was nuts when I was walking counterclockwise. You were asking me, why the hell are you doing that? I said, I'm trying to turn back time. I watched Superman.
That was funny.
You know, it's like I was trying to slow it down because I just felt like my life was running out of control.
Anyway, Renegade Nation, we're going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. It's on live on Facebook, as you said.
It is right now.
It is right now.
And I do have Greg Frito. Hey, Greg, this is going to be our voice guy. You met him.
Oh, that's right.
That big-nosed Jew.
The big-nosed Jew, yeah.
Yes, the one that you tip him upside down. You can actually hang up your clothes.
He never called me.
He never called you?
Yeah, he never called me.
You know what? He's gay.
I don't care if he's gay or not.
Dude,
I
just saw him. He was with these two hot chicks, and they were kicking this bag, this little bag that he was doing, and they were kicking his ass. I don't think he's actually going to hurt him. I don't think he knows what he's doing. Can you hear me, Greg? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
you big nosed Jew.
He's not responding, is he?
No, he's.
I'd say that's a no.
Yeah, I would say that's a no too.
Yeah, that's a no.
He hears me. This sucker hears me.
He's ignoring you.
He's not ignoring me. He's watching me right now. Hey, Greg, this is for you.
Fuck you.
Yes. Love you long time.
All right, Renegade Nation, we're going to get out of here. Have a great day. Pass the show around. Don't forget Adam and Eve and Renegade Match if you're looking for your next love, next friends with benefits, next divorce, next drunk, next whatever.
Next murder victim.
Whatever you want. That's right there. So we're out of here. Dawn, a pleasure.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
You hot little mama.
You hot little mama. Sandy,
I just
want
to just spank you so bad right now, girl. I'm just making you do things.
I probably need a spanking.
We'll get I'll take one cheek, you take the other cheek, because okay. She has big cheeks.
We'll play it like the bongo.
Hey. We're gonna I got her on that one. Yeah. Renegade Nation, we're out of here. Have a great day. Viva
Las Vegas. Yeah.